You're listening to SBS News.
11 coffins draped in the Ukrainian flag are carried one by one by an honour guard into Kiev's international airport. The bodies of 9 crew members and 2 passengers are now back on home soil, a week and a half after Iran's Revolutionary Guard accidentally shot down the plane they were on shortly after it took off from Tehran. All 176 people on board the Ukraine International Airlines flight were killed. On Sunday, large crowds gathered at the Kiev airport on the tarmac and inside the passenger terminal to welcome the remains and mourn the dead. Flight attendant Uya Irina Shmal said she came to pay respects to her colleagues.
Volodymyr Hapanenko, plane captain, was a very kind and very simple man. He was able to support a conversation on any topic. It was very easy around him. Plane instructor Norm Kim Alexei was very calm and very kind as well. He was very kind. Ihor Matkov, a senior flight attendant, had a very good sense of humour. Katya Stutnik had also a great sense of humour. I can't say anything bad about anyone, only good things.
Pilot Mikhail Artemenko was also there.
It's hard to talk for me. I'm really sorry for all the families of those young people and for families who suffered because of this tragedy. That's a pity that they couldn't do anything to prevent this situation that caused such huge losses. My condolences to all the families and loved ones.
Ukrainian officials and the foreign ministers of Afghanistan, Britain, Canada and Sweden, which also lost nationals in the crash, have demanded Iran conduct a thorough, independent and transparent investigation. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his government would immediately provide $25,000 to families of each of the 57 citizens and 29 permanent residents of Canada who died in the tragedy.
This is a unique and unprecedented situation because of the international sanctions placed on Iran and the difficulties that that imposes on these families. I want to be clear. We expect Iran to compensate these families.
Mr. Trudeau also urged Iran to release the flight recorders to France for expert analysis. Meanwhile, in Australia, about 100 people gathered in Sydney on Sunday to pay tributes to the victims. They displayed photographs of loved ones as well as those killed by the Iranian regime in recent months. Speaking at the memorial, Atonis Asani said the Iranian government needed to take full responsibility for its role in the deaths of innocent people.
The Islamic Republic of Iran is liable for the loss of lives of fathers, mothers, sons and daughters. Together with our brothers and sisters in Iran, we condemn the inhumane and evil acts of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and we extend our love and light to the families of those who have experienced loss in this dark time.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has called the downing an unforgivable error and promised to hold those responsible to account. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.